Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Say after me, I will go far in life. This particular prayer we want to pray, I might need to be ministering as I'm praying for you. I need to be ministering. So make sure you are here, spirit, soul, and body, as we do this together. Carry your Bible, Psalm 142. Bring my soul out of the prison. Anybody that the soul is in the prison is already a captive. So that I may give thanks and praise your name. The righteous will surround me in triumph, for you will look after me. Yes. Okay, I from here. Bring my life of prison that I may confess, praise, and give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me and crown themselves because of me. For God will deal bountifully with you. That's what the Bible says there. Now I pray for you this year, the Lord will deal bountifully with you. Isaiah 50 verse 7, for the Lord God shall help me. Therefore, have I not been ashamed or confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be put to shame. Bible doesn't make any sense to you, go again. Read your own as I've read it. I've read my own. Yeah, read your own. Go. Isaiah 50 verse 7. Go. Yes. Let me start this message by prophesying upon your head that this year, a decree over your life, my beloved, that you will go far.
Amen.
No matter the wish of your enemies, no matter what they are put together, no matter where they join together to do their meeting, the Bible says, gather yourself together. It says, shall come to nothing. The Bible says, Benny, it doesn't in the Bible. So I decree right now over your life, where God said you are going to get to in life, whether the enemy likes it or not, the Lord will open the door, the road for you to get there in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritually, financially, maritally, materially, you will go far in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 8, verse 25, 28. Pharaoh said, you can't go far. Just go and worship your God in that place and come back. The Lord vexed and the Lord killed all their firstborn. When he was still pursuing them, the Lord removed them. Look at me, don't be angry. Anybody that says you will not go far, the Lord will start from taking from them what is precious from them, so that they can leave you alone in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your amen is giving me concern. Any condition attached to your going far, they said, if you want to, don't go more than this place. Don't go more than that place. It breaks my heart. When another person wants to control another person, I was talking to a 50-something years old woman yesterday. Her mother said she cannot marry. I said, how old are you? She told me. What about your younger sister? I said, all of them are married. What about you? He said, the mother said, I am angry in my spirit. I want to pray for you. Wherever I sit now, like a principality over your life, they are not as powerful as Pharaoh. The Lord will uproot them. I'm not hearing you. And the other one said, Auntie, Egbam, cut him on me so now. I said, am I normal here? So I want to pray for you. Point your finger forward. Let me see like this. Somebody say, I'm going far in life. Say, nothing will stop me. Because you said with your mouth, I pray for you. Any condition attached to your going far in your career, in your profession, I pray for you. The Lord will approve them for you. If God can hear your amen, receive your answer in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Sunday we're looking at that you must make progress. So when you make progress, you begin to go far, begin to move from one level of favor to the other. This was the life you are living before. This was the limit in your account before. Now it's getting better. Now you are moving. Can I pray for you this year? You will move.
Yes.
I don't like him. I say this year you will move.
Yes.
If you are the one I'm praying for, let me know. I say you will move.
Yes.
See, God knows your beginning to the end. From your birth to your burial, he knows. From your Genesis to your rapture, he knows. He knows how you are going to go in life. That is why you must not joke with God. The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 23, "Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not even man to direct his ways. Look at me, somebody. Add a verse this morning. Don't let anybody tell you how far you can go. Are you hearing me? Don't let anybody become a god over your life. Are you hearing me? Whoever has turned themselves to a god over your life, I command them to shift for you in the name of Jesus." So Pharaoh said, "You cannot go far. Any man dictating how far you will go, any man saying you will not go more than this level, can I pray for you? Are you here with a free mind? The Lord will remove them for you. God sent you to this planet to do something. Anybody that says you will not do what God said that you should do, the Lord will silence them. I'm not hearing. The Lord will hide them. I'm not hearing. I said the Lord will hide them. Okay, the Lord will send them on exile. I'm not hearing. Okay, the Lord will silence them. For you to go far, I said the Lord will silence them. And you will go far by fire. In your promotion, you will go far. I'm not hearing you. In that thing you are doing, you will go far. Thank you, precious Lord. Message Bible, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24 says, "The very step we take is from God." The very step we take comes from God. If God is the one directing your step, God directs your step, and now you are going to be great. Ben, how would, he said, otherwise, how will we know where we are going? So there's a way God wants us to go far, to get far. But some people said no. Whoever is saying no to you, the Lord will silence them. Not hearing you. I said, the Lord will silence them. From today, no human being will determine how far you will go. You see, even to my children, my own children, I used to tell them, "Why not try this thing? That is just for me." I said, "No, let's try this one." When you see people sit down as if they are nonsense in your life, I'm angry. Oh, permit me to pray for you in this spirit. If you are here, they pretend as if they are caring, but they have delayed you. The Lord will remove them from your life in the name of Jesus. You will go far. Proverbs 20 verse 24. Good news. The Lord has determined our path. The Lord has determined your path. That's what the Bible said. How can anyone? And they will say, "No, you can't go that way." The Lord has determined how you will go your life. And all the routes, wherever you will get there, the Lord will show you. Whether it's amen or not, the Lord will show you. That means God has the blueprint of your life in his hands. God has a script. Just as you watch the film, no film can be done. Say, "You're supposed to do this now." That is acting a script. There is a script that God has written about you. If you are here, they have collected the original script from you. And they have given you a fake one. They are dictating the way and how you will go your life. Can I pray on top of your head? The Lord will make your divine original to appear in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing. I said the Lord will make your main original to appear in the name of Jesus. Sir. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, whether I like it or not, I will go far in life." Say, "Whether they like it or not, say, I will go far in life." Somebody shout a dangerous amen. Listen to me, this is only for 10 of you. Contrary to their expectations, contrary to what they think or believe about you, you know, people can look at that, this one will go far. Contrary to what they think, you will go very far in life in the name of Jesus. And maybe you are here, there are negative statements issued against your life. They look at you very early in the morning and curse you. The Bible says, "Who is it that speaketh when, oh my God, when the Lord has not done it?" They look at you very early in the morning and they greet you with curse. It does not matter who they are, what they represent. I represent an agent. God sent me to you today. Whatever they have issued against your life to defy you from going far, that in cancel in the name of Jesus. Why is the journey of your life like this? Because something has happened. Why is the journey of your life not straight? Oh, there is an heavenly script God has written about you. I want to pray for you. If your script has been tampered with, you know, when people carry juju and begin to speak words, what they want to do is to tamper with the script of your life. That is why scripture is bigger than their own scripture. That is why the word of God is bigger than their own word. Now I bring the word of God to your life and domota. And I command right now, any word that is not God's word over your life will no longer have effect on your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Your amen is not born again. Any word that is not God's word, that they have greeted your life with, that they have marked your life with, and they said, mention your name 3 times and this is how you will go, I command your word nullified, canceled, scattered, silenced, frustrated, in the name of Jesus. Somebody says, Father, in the name of Jesus, say, by fire and by power, I will go find life. Shout a dangerous amen. Numbers 23 verse 29. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. The Bible says, what are you working concerning your life? And he said, he shall make it go. That's what the Bible said. Numbers 23 verse 20. Behold, I have received. I have received, that's what the Bible said, commandment to bless you. So God sent me to bless somebody today. Anybody here carrying curse on your head anywhere? Anybody carrying curse on your blessed, on your hands? You are carrying curse in your marriage and destiny. The Bible says, I receive blessing to bless you. So I bless you today that your life and your land, your marriage, your destiny, your children, your family, your finance, your storehouse, your bank account, they are blessed in the name of Jesus. You know, they came to Pilate and they said in John chapter 19 from verse 19, he said, let us remove. He said, I have written what I've written. And Pilate wrote on title and put on it the cross. And the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. They said, no, change it. He said, I'm not changing it. He said, what I have written, I have written. Can I pray for you? Every good thing God has written about you, are you there or you are here, they shall come to pass. You see, parents, no matter how mad you think you are, no matter how angry you think you are, they watch what you are saying on your children, no? Thinking that they are a minimal B. Now me born them. Forget, oh. You be, but somebody created you. You born them, but somebody created you. I gave birth to you, but somebody created me. Have you forgotten? The person you say you be saved is a privilege. You are not here. Let me continue. What does it? No, you are not hearing me. You are just looking at me. Look at me. Anybody that stand on any authority. The woman woke up very early in the morning. She carried shoe with sick in her hand. And she shoe and dirty it, spat it, used the shoe with sick on her breast. I don't know what's happening to you and your dad, your breast. You think anybody that hits their breast will cause you now cancer, then go receive in the name of Jesus. And he said, except not be me born you. Mention the name of our 4 children of 3. And said, the sun will smite them by day. Yes, it's no joke. And the moon will smite them by night. That in the next few days, that they will bring their obituary. Yeah. And one by one, they were bringing them. One by one, they were bringing them. Because somebody stood and spoke negative words. And that's why I'm standing to speak great words to your life. That by fire, by force, by mercy, by favor, you will go far in life. Pharaoh was the biggest in those days, but God sank him. Who is the biggest that said you will not go far? The Lord has done it before. The Lord will sink them again. Your amen is not of God. I said the Lord will sink them for you. Exodus chapter 15 verse 4. Pharaoh Cyrus and his host, he had cast into the sea. I love this. Pharaoh Cyrus, not only him, with all his entourage, God put all of them in the sea. In choosing captains also, they are drawn. Put your hand on that scripture as I pray for you. Whoever I say you are not going far, the Lord will make them drown. Let me face this place. They shall be forgotten. They shall be gone forever. Their obituary will come out. And whoever is supporting them that you shouldn't go far, all of them shall become a ladder for you. Oh my God. I say all of them shall become a ladder for you. In the name of Jesus, you will get to your promised land. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessing. Go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sit down, but don't go down in life. To go far means to get to your destination. You will get to your destination. To go far means to fulfill purpose. You will fulfill purpose. To go far means to reach zenith. To reach zenith. To go far means to reach the peak. You will reach your peak in the name of Jesus. Well, to go far means to finish well, to journey well, to end well. Yeah, you will end well in the name of Jesus, right? To go far means the pinnacle of your that God is taking you there. You will get there. To go far means you are unstoppable. You are making progress. You are not where you used to be last year. Where are you living? Ah, I've changed the address. Every stupid address of poverty, address of frustration, you are changing them in the name of Jesus. Right? To go far means to overcome barriers. Because there's going to be barriers on your way. You overcome the barrier and you move. Somebody say, we move. Go for me to get to your promised land. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm coming to that. No matter what may come my way, my life
say your way.
The first answer, I know,
I can make it. I know that I can stand.
No matter what.
No matter what may come my way.
My life.
My life is in your hands.
I love the next one. Say,
with Jesus I can make it. With Him I know I can stand.
I'm not hearing you.
No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
What does it mean to go far? To go far means to conquer. Because they will come on your way to stop you. To go far means to complete your race. To go far means to get there. To go far means to celebrate later. To go far means to be congratulated. To go far means that you are not, you don't end as a victim. You are not frustrated. Then, I promise you this, and I promise my children this, I will not sit down to tell you why and how I feel, because it will not happen to me. Now I pray for you, nothing will make you fail. Your amen is sluggish. I say nothing will make you fail. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 1 to 4, let me quickly go out of this message a little. Please. God did not create people equally. Don't forget. So when you are in a relationship with people, whether your husband, whether your wife, whether your children, the Bible said, and Jacob observed that there's something about this boy. Observe your husband. Observe your wife. Observe people around you. Look at me. And respect the grace in their life. There are some people, when they pray for you, your life will change. Take that from me today. They might not attend church like you. they tell you. There are some people, when you give them money like this, your life will change. Be sensible. Don't live your life. Watch things. Watch trend in your life. There are some people, when you promise them, I'm going to give you money, you will not see money for 1 year. Ben. You are in a spiritual church. You are not in the church that will just do things. I'm teaching you now. Okay. Genesis chapter 49, 1 to 4. Then Jacob called for his sons. See, if I was Reuben, I would not attend that meeting. I would not what? I know go. I know go. Then Jacob called all for his sons and said, let the cause be pursuing the person. I will be running. I will be on the run. Gather around so I can tell you what will happen to you in the days to come. Follow me. I want to show you something. Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to your father, he said. This guy has met, the Bible says, Jacob. But when he wants to start, he turned from. Start again, let me show you something. He said, assemble and listen to your. He said, then Jacob, so you see, have you? For his sons, I said, verse 2. Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob. And he moved from Jacob. He said, listen to your father, Israel. He now entered into his office. There are people in the morning, they are normal. At night, they enter into their office. Whatever they do in that office, if you don't stand very well, something will happen to you. Verse 3. Am I causing trouble here? Reuben! You are his firstborn. His might and first sign of strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power. He said, that is your original. Continue, verse 4. Turbulence at the waters. He said he will no longer. That means he was supposed to excel. But he said, Reuben, you will no longer excel. So he went up to my couch and you defiled my bed. His bed, not my bed. This was how they gave not only Reuben, but all his children. Look at me. If I go far, my children will go far. He said, if you go far, what happens to your children? They will do what? I want to pray for you. I prayed for a sister last night. This was a prayer. Where you didn't get to, your children will get there. You are jealous of your children again? They will not only get there, they will pass the place. If you are the one I pray for now, let me hear a bigger amen. Yes. And this particular statement destroyed and made Reuben's life to be truncated. Go and check all the great men in the Bible. They are not from the family of Reuben. So if you fight and go far, it will affect your generation. See, the battle of greatness is not about you alone. It's a generational battle. And that's how you can offer your answer. Oh, Ogbeni Waja, man. You can be smiling with them, but when you are alone, you will move from Jacob to Israel. Are you getting anything? You move from what? So they know you are Femi normally. But when it's time, you change from Femi to what? To Femu. Lamentations chapter 3. Verse 36, I want to show you something there. Praise God. So observe the people in your life. Observe. I've talked about the power of observation before. Okay, Lamentations 3, verse 36. To subvert a man in his curse. See, look at me. A man to destabilize, to tamper with a man's life in his cause, the Lord approved it not. To tamper with the journey of a man, the Lord approved it not. Put your hand on that scripture. Let me pray for you. If you are here this morning and they have tampered with your life, since the Bible says God does not approve it, let God correct your way for you. Yes. This amen is not good. Whoever is sent to tamper with your life, whoever is sent to make sure that your life doesn't make sense. Now I cry to God. Let God subdue them for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. This Bible, as it says, no man is permitted to limit you. From today, you will no longer be limited. Amen. When a man is not permitted to go far, he's limited. You shall not be limited this year in the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Sit down, but no good. Many are brilliant. Many are intelligent, but many are beautiful. Many are good looking. Many can speak English like no man business, but they have turned them to Lazarus on earth. They have turned them to useless entity on earth because somebody stood and said they will not excel. Mention your name wherever you are. that name you just mentioned now will excel. They are loaded, but they are stranded. They are talented, but you know what somebody said? They will not be lifted. If you are one of them, you are gifted, but you are not lifted. I came as an agent to pray for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus that died and rose again, your dead glory is coming back alive in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, you came from a family where there is unhealthy competition. The Lord said, I should tell you, in that competition, your head shall rise up higher than them in the name of Jesus. Now, who can say, let's see how far you will go? Who are the people that can say you will not go far? And if you not stand where, it can happen. Let me show you. I show just 10 of them. Lamentation again. Maybe you didn't do it. Chapter 3, verse 36, 37. Verse 37 says, who is he that saith? Okay, you show me mercy and suffer from 36. To tamper with a man's life in his course. Subvert means to tamper with. Please check English. Check. To subvert means to destabilize, to put in disorder or disarray. So I don't want us to be checking different versions now, but that's the meaning of subvert. You can check very well if I'm manipulating you. To subvert, to destabilize, to corrupt, to put life for man in disorder. In his course. Course means in the way it should go. The Lord approved it not. Stop saying, tell them back, bafun. God cannot bafun. God cannot allow them to destroy your life. Verse 36. Who is he that said, and it cometh to pass? Help me now. When the Lord, who is he? That's it. Now your question is, what about people that have destroyed their life? I will show them how they succeeded. I will show you why you see a good man, they kill him. I will show you now. I've shown you before. I will show you in another way. Now let's go. Number one, the false people that can say you are not going far in life, you are your parents. I hope you know that parents can kill you even before you start working. So you should thank them that you are alive. Yes, just one drop of spirit, you are gone. Ben. His parents. And that's why I told you several times, do whatever you can do and make sure that from your side you are well. If you're unfortunate and your parents are occultic and they invite you to join court, you don't want to join, then you begin to pray. And the brother said, this is the woman my mother wants me to marry. This is the woman God wants me to marry. Daddy, which one should I do? I said, are you fine? You said, this is the one God wants to marry? This one? He said, I said, marry the one. He said, ah. That the mother will kill him. This is a full-blown man, 31 years old boy. I said, if you marry this girl and your mother, nah. He married her. And they started the assignment over his life. There's what Yoruba call Osoko Oruko. Before the lady woke up, he carried his load and ran away. When it was time, they told him to come back. Power deal. They told him to do what? And he carried the same bag. I came back. When he was telling me his story here, you know, in counseling, you must not laugh, you must not. You don't laugh in counseling now. You don't laugh. In counseling, don't laugh. So I was. It will get to a point. This one is not laughter, this one is crying. Whoever has the remote control of your life in your hands. Today, the Lord will collect you from them. I said, the Lord will collect you from them. Make sure you pray very well. Okay, I told you I'm going to be ministering. Let me start to minister. Anybody here under the sound of my voice, that your parents have spoken to your life that you will not go far, whether you make mistake or whether you deserve it, today mercy rewrites your journey. Today mercy rewrites your journey. Now prayer, they pray for you. I said today that statement is reversed by fire. If you are the one I pray for, shout 7 amen and pack your blessings. Sit down. The second people that can determine, one of the members of this church, she suffered, this new church, she suffered her mother so much. In fact, there was a day she tore her mother's clothes. See, I don't support nonsense. So. Nobody knows. We are all doing fellowship normally. Nobody knows. Until the day she cried to my office, and I said, did you and your mother fight? He said, normal mother-daughter fight. I said, okay. So what happened? He said, what happened? And my mother said, did you push her? He said, no, she fell. Did you tear her clothes? Hey, it's normal fight. Normal fight, you push her. Normal fight, you tore her clothes. Why don't you take knife and slaughter her? I said, your mother has died though. He said, yes. And I don't believe in going to the burial ground to begin to beg. I said, go and begin to pray for mercy. Make sure that they leave this church. Oh, all of now that is calling this church, and this is small church. Make sure that they leave. I release him. I said, he's in God's hand. Begin to pray. So I pray for you today. Some of you, your parents grieved in pain and they died because of you. So I grieve in the spirit and I pray for you. Now whatever thing they issue against you, mercy, revoke it now. Yeah. Second, they are your wicked siblings. Wicked siblings. As you grow, know your family from your relatives. No relatives from friends. They get level. For the fact that they burn me and they burn you, sir, does not mean that we are family. It's just that we came, we passed through the same road. Passing through the same route or road does not mean that we are going to the same destination. Do you know that even twins born on the same day, they have different destinies? That is why you have to be afraid of that thing they call astrology. Should I continue? Time is running. Number three. I want to pray on number two before I continue. Any wicked sibling that just hates you. Most of you have done well until you bring your brother. You brought them closer to you. And there's something they call see finish. You know what I mean? See finish. And after they have seen you finish, they will finish you. Any sibling rivalry, and any sibling trouble that has made your life to be truncated and stalked, today I break you loose from them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number three, a jilted lover. Please, if you are not going to marry him or her, look at me, don't promise the person. See, the matter of love is hard, is where? He's asking you, are you sure? He said yes. Are you sure? He said yes. Ekuro, alabakwewa, he said yes. But I'm in English, ekuro and beans. Every morning before she wake up, you'll be singing for her. You now want to walk out of her life. She wake up. She nobody to sing for her. She now enter from Jacob to Israel. She put on her regalia for you. And mention your name. What that's your name? Olojikokoro. Holy of all. You stole my heart. There is nowhere you will get to on earth that no woman will love you. You are now in church. You say you are singing in church. I've been going to that church 23 years. Leave. Because you are just starting. There are some things that church cannot help you except you cry to God for mercy. You told this one, good night, my baby. Immediately, you get to the next one, hello, my baby. You think you are smart. You collected her money to go to school. See them. You think you are smart. You dash on Bele. You left Bele. You run away from Bele. And she look at the result of the Bele and say, ha! What is that your name? Brother Zedekiah. Kunizef. You are now going everywhere. All the men of God, they don't have power. They have power. But your situation has made them powerless. What are you going to do? You must repent. Send the person. Say, okay. I'm sorry. Or else. Reserve it. As they are receiving church, you are receiving tally number. Except you change. Should I continue? Number 4. Angry spouse. Most women, they are smart to believe that they know when their husband is cheating, Abby, but they don't know if their husband is unhappy. Make sure you are not the only one happy in that marriage. Are you listening to me now? Is your husband happy? Is your wife happy? An angry spouse, if they curse you, you are not going anywhere. Don't provoke your spouse. I won't say anything more than that. Because you used to believe that I'm always there to scatter family. I want to live a good year. But if anybody is here and your spouse has cursed you, mercy will speak for you. A man was going to get a job after waiting for several years. 2.5 years he didn't have a job, so he got a job. And they was going to get a job. The wife was in the bathroom and the wife was there for hours. And he said, nah, Mojita Milon, don't let me see job. And the woman said, Mombo, I'm doing woman thing. I don't know what's happening. And that one was, oh my God. And the woman said, if you don't log on, but they won't give you the job. Men, is amen here? On the 16th of February, by 11 o'clock, if you are a man, if you are in Lagos, Nigeria, let me see you. Magbende become like, there's no cause of woman that can catch you. Amen. Now me go teach you. Now me go do what? I go teach you. Let them change from Deborah. You know what? The man went for the job, they didn't give him the job. Another year followed. And the Lord said, there's a job that you got some years back. You're supposed to go. The last interview, something happened. He said, Wait, don't shake with me. Don't use cause to be playing with yourself in the house. Bless your spouse. Support him or her. Somebody say, I hear you. Number 4, envious family member. I've told you several times, if God permits me, I will teach you. When family becomes a scam, I'll teach again. When parents fail, you must know as we grow together who is envious of who in this family. Who? We have envious family member. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, they will not get you. Yeah. Proverbs 26 verse 2, as a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so a cause for such shall not come. So when a cause doesn't have basis, it cannot work. And if this is your case, and there's a cause over your life, the causes that have basis, you have made a mistake. As you repent today, the Lord will show you mercy in the name of Jesus. Envious friend. In Abuja, a particular guy brought a car, went to show it to his friend. The friend said, but you said you don't have money now. He said, no problem. He said, come, let me wash it for you. He said, no, wash. They went, ate very well and drank. And after they are finished, he drove his friend somewhere. He said, let me drive the car. And took the car somewhere, red car like this, and killed the boy. Ben, I have told you that in life you can survive without friends. You can survive without where? Some of you, when you get into a compound, you become friends. You have friends in that compound. Some of you, you are in the street, you become friends with them in the street. The street I am, nobody knows who I am in the street. Nobody. Nobody knew I was until the day a particular skit came out. After that skit, that was what I was supposed to say. That's the man. Oh, near. Nobody knows me. Show me a woman that make friend anyhow, and I'll show you if you are the husband that you are finished. Everybody is your friend. I have no friend. I only have sons. I have no friend. I don't have any friend. Besides, my daddy's friend is a lie. I have no friend. Let me continue. So if you are here and you have envious friends that have tampered with your life, when the service one and the Lord said there's a woman here, your friend has supported you to your husband. You're in the service that day now. You know what happened? It was a friend that called the husband. And the man did not call her again. And forgot about this woman. But one prayer solved it. If you are here and your friend has tampered with your life, today the Lord repaired him. Yeah. Bible says, yea, my close friend, Psalm 41 verse 9. My familiar friend in whom I trusted. We did eat together. That's what the Bible says. Psalm. It's my friend that lifted his heel against me. Bible says in Psalm 55, he said, we go to the house of God together, but you still did this to me. So they can be coming to church with you. You even bring them to church. They disgrace you. Let me leave that one because I want to meet up with time. Haters of your rising. There are people that just hate you. They just hate your rising. They hate your person. Anyway, you all lift up your right hand. Let me pray for you. Whoever hates you without a reason and without a cause, the Lord will fight for you and disgrace them in the name of Jesus. That is why it's not everybody that you can share testimony in front of them. That's why it's not everybody. You can tell them what God is doing in your life because... I move on. Time is going. Who are the people that can say you will not go for a life? An offended prophet. Offended man of God. That's why I'm telling you, look for a family church and stay there. No, they go from place to place. The lady was deported from Austria, yes. Because she ran mad. They tried to take care of her, so her parents said, bring her. The pastor I went there with is still alive. I don't want to mention their name again. It was the church they went to in council. You know, council, that college bus stop. The church is there. And they said, when you have traveled, you will send me something. You know? Hey. Anywhere you have entered, and they have put condition on your life, the Lord detach you from there in the name of Jesus. Some of you go from place to place and you promise them, don't worry, when things are fine, I will come back. Not be everybody in family I can allow. Daddy, when God be, I will buy this land for you. God has done several things. I didn't see land. Me ogbo pa, me ogbo po, me ogbo. Is there anybody that you promise they will hold the promise like this? Eh? So as they are promised, I just say, thank you. Where does they go? As you are going, you will not see them again. And some of them, once they travel abroad like this, they will not call you again. They will not call you. So I'm good at it too. When they travel abroad, you know what I do? I don't pick their call because it will call. When there is content, they will call. When there's what? When you keep apple in the fridge, won't you go back to that apple? You travel, you have money in GT, won't you check if the money is there? You have apple now. That's what I'm telling everybody. You better have content. Make anybody feel shackle. When they see their workout, your content is growing. It's growing. By the time they come, you give them. You used to give them a camo before. You give them with milk and fura the no. Watch where you go to and where you make promises. And I said again, observe the kind of man of God you have. Observe the people around you. There are some people on earth that determine things. Before you start running around. So I stand as a prophet of God over your life. Anybody that is angry, any prophet that has cursed you, I reverse their curse over your life in the name of Jesus. In Ipaja, a woman and a husband ran away from Ipaja and they ran to the island because the pastor there said, no matter where they go on earth, that they will never fulfill destiny. So when they came in, I told them, leave the church, leave the area, go from mainland, go to Ireland. Oh yeah. When they got there, they were still taking pictures. I said, don't take picture again. The woman said, okay, what you? I said, don't take picture for the next 6 years, no picture. Don't do anything that will remind him so that he will forget about you. Pastor said they took his customer. So we have customer in this work. Pastor Paul, hope I've not taken your customers. Stretch your hand here, let me pray for you. I told you I'm going to be ministering to you. Any spiritual person you have offended that has taken up your case, the Lord collect your issue from them. Yeah. I'm hearing you. The Lord collect your issue from them. Yeah. The Lord collect your life from them. Yeah. The Lord collect your picture from them. Yeah. The Lord collect your destiny from them. Yeah. The Lord fight your battles for you. Yeah. Some of you, the man of God did not look for your trouble. You are the one that looked for their trouble. You lied on them. When the kid gave birth, people were looking at that small boy thinking it's my son. I saw it. What an insult on my person. On my person! And I got to the house in tears and I said, Lord, this, and the Lord said, don't finish it. Seen people wake up and say bad dreams about me, myself. You think I don't have a class? If you are here, you have offended a man of God. Some of you, your father is a prophet, you offended him. And he said, then Fokoni show. He said, oh yeah. Today I pray for you. As you have a change of heart, the Lord will lift you up again in the name of Jesus. On this altar, I pray for you. Any prophet that is angry and they have turned their back against the altar for you, I stand on the altar and I pray, mercy speak for you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, say a bigger amen in the name of Jesus. Sit down. The pastor ran here a few months ago. He said, where he finished service? He said, when he told the pastor he was going, he turned off resignation. And the man said, you are going. Do you know what happened to people that have gone before you? And he said, he thought it was a joke. He left. He lost one of his eyes. So he's preaching with one eye now. One eye. He said, now, every year, he's moving from church to church. And there are now up to 5 people in his church now again. Because they are moving every year. He said, God said, I should come to you. Help me. So I drag him to this altar. To this altar that you think we are joking with, so I drag him here. And I said, I pray for him. On this altar, I pray for you now. And whoever is angry with you, maybe you are here, you have served a master before. And every time you are seeing yourself in that place, you are seeing yourself in the former place where you left. Today, I drag your spirit back to life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Please sit down. If you are a pregnant woman and you have started eating in the dream, don't be ashamed. You need after the service. Make sure you see Pastor Paul. We have done deliverance for you today. You are there. Don't be ashamed. That food you are eating is reversed in the name of Jesus. I continue. Business partners, please, before you join business with anybody, please pray. Three people came and they asked, can they do business? I said, one of you will kill yourself one by one. One of them was smart enough to quickly run. Left the business for the two of them. Later, they killed themselves. Please find out before you start business with anybody. You might meet in the church. That doesn't mean that your staff can work together. Any business partner that's taking your case up, that has battle has become a constant thing in your life because you enter into business with them. Today, the Lord deliver your family. Who are the people that can say you will not go far when you walk against the system that has lifted you? When you bite the fingers that fit you. I say, what is it? They are not God. At that time, God made them to be your God. The finger that fed you that you are biting, that finger can slap you. And nothing will happen. So maybe you are here, you have a man of God brought a stupid boy into his house when he was not. Do you know what this boy did? He went on life. Went to his room. All the agbo that man of God was drinking, you know, deleted the medicine. So he said, look at what your pastor is using. You know, he's the one that sent him to school. He has done well, Abby. He married. He had children. God waited for him. He had four sons. Four, not one. And all of a sudden, they started falling sick. Going from church to church. Somebody has done it to me too. Me, I didn't do anything, no. But some people go do something, no. Sure, you know. Please don't bite the fingers that has fed you. See, I hear you. Okay, what about if they have messed up? If they mess up, will you walk away? Then, the next one, I give you three more. I want us to pray. Time is running like no man's business. Ingratitude to your helpers. If God has used somebody to help you, look at me. Don't serve them breakfast. Don't mess them up. Don't. They were there for you. If you are going to break up with them, sit down and judge. The father says you are not going to go far. Another one is family idol. Till now, you are still sending money to your village. Any money that must go to your village must go to either your father or your mother. Not for them, not for shrine, not for ritual. Somebody say, I hear you. They say you are not sending money again. You are not bowing down. Anybody here connected to family idol, I disconnect you by fire in the name of Jesus. What power can say you will not go far? Are you tired already? Monitoring agent. If you are here and they are monitoring you, I cut off their eyes from your life in the name of Jesus. What can we do? Time is going. What can we do? I want us to finish this. Salvation. You must be saved. What can we do? Number two, repentance. You must repent. What can we do? Number three, restitution. Please call the people you have offended. Send them a message. Send them a message. Send them a WhatsApp. Send them a text. Tell them I'm sorry. You will not die. Tell them I'm sorry. That's what's called restitution. Immediately you say you are sorry, then God will rise to fight for you whether they forgive you or not. Number four, what can we do? Deliverance. You need to do deliverance. Number five, what can we do? Begin to speak positive confession to yourself. Begin to listen to the word. And finally, what can we do? Look at me. The last one, be a giver. See, when you are a giver, where there's no way for others, there's way for you. Thank you, precious Lord. With this viewpoint of mine, I believe I've been able to convince you that it's the place you are going to in life, you will get there. Right, let's pray. I want us to pray. Time is going. If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, whether you are watching live or you are there, please, Jesus is calling you. Say, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I want to give you rest. That's what the Bible says. So I pray for you right now. As you make this confession, I want to pray for you. Say after me, if you have not given your life to Jesus, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, I'm sorry. Save me, forgive me my sins. I run to you, Lord Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. Satan, I changed my mind, I'm now for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, precious Lord. Lord, I thank you for this one that said this prayer with me. I pray you wash them clean by your blood, that they will not go back to their vomit. Please write their names in the book of life. Pray for you, myself, and them that will make it to heaven at last. In Jesus' mighty name. If you said that prayer with me and you are here, come to this side of the auditorium after service. If you are not here, you are online, please go to a Bible Believing Church and send us a note so that we can know that you are saved. So I am going to minister to you because of what God said we should do today. But let's quickly pray this one or two prayers. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Any power negotiating over my life that I will not go far, let them clear away by fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. I'm coming. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Okay. Lift up your voice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody stretch your hand to me. There is somebody at the back there. There's a dark shadow on your life. Anybody that there's a dark shadow on, whether it's one or wherever, let the dark shadow over your life shift now in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are dead. This is what's going to happen. You are going to escape death. That's how you will know. So any death that is coming, you escape them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, everybody lift up. Say after me, say, thank you, Lord. When God do something, you thank. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You're on that side. You are going to escape that narrowly like this. The dark shadow is gone. That's what I want to. I want that to be sure. Everybody say after me, say, any promissory note on my life. Say, let me hear now. That they agree that make sure it doesn't go far. That's it. Any promissory note on my head that I will not excel. Let that note tear now. Let that note catch fire. Can you lift up your voice and pray like that? Are you praying at all? Are you praying at all? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I made a promise to you that it's 7 to 9. I'll take 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Is that okay? Okay. I know you are good now. I'll take 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. I want us to finish this now. Please, every one of you, make sure you do this after me as you are going to do this now. Make sure you do what I'm going to do now. Lift up your right hand up and say after me, you know, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Every battle of unless and except over my life. Fight and conquer them for me. Bring down your hand. Let me explain. Unless no be me born you. Except no be blood upon your head. Except I no be your father. Those two battles are powerful. Unless and except. Now, the second version of this is what we are going to pray later. But pray this one now. Every battle of unless and except. Say, let me hear now. Over my life and destiny. Unless no be me help you. Unless no be me help you. Except you do not eat my salt and pepper. Then you better pray. Every battle of unless. Every battle of except. over my life and destiny. My Father, fight this battle for me. Fight this battle. Fight this battle for me. 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 I thought you were going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Unless Jesus did not shed his blood. Say it. Hey now, they say they're unless. I say my unless too. Did Jesus not shed his blood? Unless Jesus not shed his blood. Since Jesus has shed his blood, I must go find life. I am not end where they ended. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh, my Badua. Oh, my Badua. You are not praying. You are not praying. He shed his blood for me. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm coming to what we said we should do. I want us to pray this prayer. Say after me, say, Father, every plan and program to waste me. Ben, they have plan, they have program. Every plan, every program, every conclusion to block me, to waste me, to stop me, to delay me. Father, scatter them, scatter them, scatter them. I thought you were praying already. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Are they praying? In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Sorry, I'm going somewhere. Sorry. In Jesus' name we pray. Come, I want to see you. No verse. Church, kneel down here. I want to pray for you. Church, stretch your hand and say after me, my helper.
My helper.
Deliver me
from the people
that said they are caring for me, but they are killing me secretly. Can you pray the prayer? Say, my Father. Say, my helper. Deliver me. We are doing. A client is going to kill you. Ben. Okay, but go back. My worry. Show believe. Before you go with any client, put your phone in location. Or be calling people. Like, you are not calling, no. Hello? I am going. It's a client at another agent. They want to acquire you. Nina, let me pray for you. What a mighty God. So, now so you go, I will not go see you again. Eh? Why are people wicked like this?
Heaven and earth are dawning. Angels bow before it. What a mighty God we serve.
Mommy, they collected honey from you. I want to give you back the honey. Want it back? Control the lower. Need that? Let me pray for you. Don't worry. Everybody, as I pray for this mama, I want you to say amen as I pray for you too. If they have collected the honey of your life, I return it back. Yeah. Whoever is collecting something from you and they are taking it to shrine. Me too, I carry. Open your bag. Open your bag. Open your bag. Get any money there. Even if it is 100 naira, give it to me. Be fast. If you can't find money, give her money. Give me money. I will show them Shaggy here. Knee down there. I'm coming. Make her enter my shrine. Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth are dawning. Angels bow before thee. What a mighty God we serve.
The money they took from your hand that they took to a shrine, I reverse it now. Whatever they collected from your hand and they took to an altar, right now, I reverse it now. It's not even long. Money ceased from your hand today, money start to come back. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Heaven and earth adore.
Angels bow before me. What a mighty God we serve.
People don't wait for December again to do the 12. They use any available person, especially ladies. Any available person. Church, stretch your hand. Please take this instant, I will not step on it. Stretch your hand over this lady. Any journey she will go with a client and another agent. And they are planning to unalive her that she will not embark on that journey. Stretch your hand and pray for her. Come on, everybody pray for her. You are not praying for her. You think we are joking?
Amen, amen. Blessings and glory.
Wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might
be unto the Lord
forever and ever.
Your head
amen.
Will not be used by the wicked. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving,
and honor,
power and might be unto our God forever and ever.
I pray for you.
How are I?
You will not enter their trap. You will not enter their trap. You will not enter their trap. The blessing you are waiting for, it will come without them using you in the name of Jesus. You will escape the wickedness of the wicked. We will not look for you. You will be available in the name of Jesus. And after this one, the Lord will say to you, thank you, precious Lord. Congratulations. Power and might
be unto our God forever and ever.
To all the big mouthed people, we went to the house of that woman, and you were saying that daddy is supposed to help Joel. I feel from my heart to curse you. You were there when I told Joel on June that you are going to enter into association. You were there. All of you, I know where all of you are. All of you saying nonsense about me. I cannot kill myself. If she's not in church now, I can see that. He went to the answer, what did daddy say? I'm the upholder of life. Jesus should have woken Judas up. Somebody can be close to me like this. I will not come to you and say, what I'm seeing about you. I told you 8 years ago, Paul, go and close your wife. Paul said, for what? Oh, the bastard here. But I said, close your wife. I didn't say twice. He said, for what? After 1 year, he came to his senses. Today, he can do things in the church. You can be close, so close to me, I'll be stupid. Yes, you can be so close like this, I'll be very stupid. I hear what you say about me. I pick each and every one of you, and I pray, God, God help me not to say what. Oh, yeah, King Jini, when he has sold his soul since June. Oh, yeah, King Jini, when I asked the wife, what did your husband go and do in Uyo? And they said they didn't go. Oh, yeah, King Jini. After he's dead, he now says, yes, he went to you. Even the grace I carry, how many pastors carry it? Yes, it's not pride. And still, you don't treat them like that. You want to hear? What is inscribed Urukwe with Islam and swallowed? The wrong boy will not marry you. I'm saying again, the wrong boy, you will just begin to follow him. And that's why I told all of you girls here, when you are in a relationship, you begin to pray. They wrote your name like this. Blood. Your blood. They wrote it like this. And they swallowed. Whoever wants to marry you by force, I'm praying for all of you here. The Lord destroyed your work in the name of Jesus. You have escaped this one. Put your hand on your stomach. So they thought now that they have swallowed you. What is swallow is a lie in the name of Jesus. Congratulations. Go. Stretch your hand. I want to pray. Clap for Jesus if you are clapping for Jesus. Stretch your hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody handling your picture in their hands to harm you, I command your work right now to reverse in the name of Jesus. For you, sir, anybody that carry your name and say, I'm going to deal with her, sir, I'm going to deal with Paul, I stand and I pray for you. I like the Lord will deal with them in the name of Jesus. Look at this prophetic exercise. Everything you don't want in your life, speak it in your left hand. Go ahead, do it. What you don't want. What you don't want. Your left hand. Do it. Do it. On your left hand. On your left hand. Are you doing it? This year, I don't want this.
He's able. Abundantly able.
You don't want it, say to your left hand.
To deliver. And to say, God is able, abundantly able.
You have 1 more minute.
To deliver those who trust in me.
Paul, open this ark. Open his eyes.
Lato Jati Moti. Eo. Eo. Emi Oriro along with you.
Have you finished? Stop. Doesn't matter whether you believe or not. Now, I don't even need to prove myself to you again. Have you finished talking to it? Come and drop it here. Maybe you spoke in your left hand now. Come and drop it here. You think I'm joking? Which kind of church is this? Don't worry now. You brought note, Abby. God doesn't want note again. Let's drop it. See me here.
Imi oriro Olorun ejire.
Hello.
I didn't tell you to drop it, Paul. I told you, but you are deceiving yourself.
That's a jolty molten ring.
Are you dropping it? One contact. When the vice president of our country called me after service on Sunday, one contact. I cry, Jesus cried for Jerusalem. And that's why you see sometimes I don't want to come to church on Sunday. I just want to come once a month. Maybe it will help you to be blessed. Everything you have spoken that you don't want to see this year, if you don't go and use your hand to look for trouble, oh, I close them up, you will not see them anymore. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. The suffering you have suffered before, you will not see them again. The failure you have failed before, you will not fail again. The shame you have experienced before, you will not see them again. The delay you have seen before, you will not see them again. And I'm telling you, I said you will not see them again. The stagnancy you have seen before, you will not see them again. Today, you must believe the Lord your God now. He said, only you shall be established. Believe his prophet, and he shall prosper. I will give account for my work. So I pray for you right now that this pain you have dropped, you will drop it forever in the name of Jesus. The embarrassment you drop it forever in the name of Jesus. This year, quickly, the Lord will show you great mercy. Thank you, precious Lord. You know, we're expecting to write on the paper. That's what we expected to do. That's what God said we should do. But now he said, no, speak it in your left hand, drop it in the ark, and go home. And I pray for you, from my heart, this year, you will go far. The Lord will open doors for you. The Lord will give you opportunities. Amen. The Lord will grant you access. Amen. This year you will not suffer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel, Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and soulmate power.